tweet at SaturdayRTE.
Now, Ireland's first dedicated long COVID clinic is in danger of closure due to a shortage of funding. I spoke to Professor Jack Lambert of the UCD School of Medicine earlier, and I began by asking him how he came to set up his long COVID clinic at the Mater Hospital.
We actually put together an application through the HRB, the research, you know, grant application through the government to study long COVID, because the reports were coming out of, you know, China that people were getting long COVID. So we put together a grant and we were able to fund the Mater Clinic and see, you know, patients that were in the hospital, some of our staff that were infected as early as May 2020. So we were the first centre to set up, and it was done on research money, but we weren't just doing research. We're actually providing clinical care, and we've done that ever since. And we've now seen almost, you know, 1,500 patients since the beginning of time with long COVID.
And of course, we know this recent study from UCC telling us that almost 90% of people with long COVID have still not returned to their pre-COVID level of health. So how many people would you be seeing on an ongoing basis there?
We did have 25 patients in the clinic. That was 25 a week. And we were seeing, you know, between 5 and 10 new patients, you know, each clinic. So, but we continue to see patients, you know, until they recover, because this is part of the issue, that a lot of the long COVID patients around the country, they're seen one off by a centre and then they're discharged. But we continue to follow patients, you know, cumulatively. So many of our patients are return patients, you know, that haven't recovered. Some of them going back to, you know, May 2020, unfortunately. And then we see patients, long COVID, we don't see patients till a minimum of 3 months after they have their original COVID infection. That's the definition of long COVID.
And now this clinic is going to close.
Well, the issue is we were never funded in the first place, and we put in, you know, applications to the HSE. Actually, dating back to July 2021, we submitted a grant actually focusing on neurorehabilitation, focusing on GP training, GP outreach, and that application was just never responded to. And then we subsequently found out that the HSE had funded 8 pulmonary centres and 6 other ID centres, not including the Mater Hospital. So we were kind of shocked to find out about that. It seemed a bit unfair to the patients, and it feels a bit unfair to the team at the Mater who have all done this work over the years to support, you know, the patients in the North Dublin inner city region who are an impoverished group, and also most of the healthcare workers that were referred into us from actually all over the country.
Do you have a closure date if you don't get any funding from the HSE?
Back when we found out we weren't funded in March, this is March 2022. This is the first we found out that the plan from the HSE was to fund these all these other centres, not the Mater. We were kind of told you can't run a clinic without funding. But when our CEO kind of saw all the work we were doing, and we did all the studies, exactly the same results a year before that was reported from Cork, you know, that patients were not recovering, and they were not recovering because of, you know, the brain problem, not because of the pulmonary problem. You know, our CEO at the Mater was very supportive in saying, you know, hang in there, resubmit the application, and let's give the HSE some time to respond. But we've had no response. The instruction is, you know, close down the clinic unless we hear back from the HSE.
I know you're obviously reluctant to put a date on it, but are we talking weeks or months?
The thing is we're supposed to kind of wrap everything up, get word back from the HSE within the next month. And if not, then we go back through our files, make sure that all the patients we have seen and we are seeing on an ongoing basis, make sure that they have appointments, you know, scheduled at one of the other, you know, sanctioned HSE, you know, funded sites. But we want to be an HSE funded site. We want to be part, we are a part of the solution for long COVID in Ireland. We'd like to be recognised for that, and we'd like to be funded for that.
And can I ask you, have you been given any indication for why you've been overlooked?
No, it was just that the response was, we decided just to give one clinic to each hospital group. This was the response.
And how much would save your clinic?
We've asked to have, you know, a full centre, you know, but even getting, you know, sustainable funding of a couple hundred thousand euros, we'd have to cut back on some of our planned activities. You know, part of the plan is not just to support, you know, patients in terms of neurorehabilitation. Part of it was to establish a network of GPs to give them the skills to be able to manage patients locally. You know, even a couple of hundred thousands would give us, you know, at least a skeleton of a program to get the appropriate staff to maintain this clinic.
And that was Professor Jack Lambert of the UCD School of Medicine there. Now, we did ask the HSE why they were not funding the long COVID clinic at the Mater. They didn't respond directly to that question, but they did give us a statement saying that the HSE has received a business plan in respect of a long COVID clinic at the Mater Hospital and met Dr. Lambert very recently to discuss it. And then they say to date that 4 of 6 long COVID clinics and 5 of 8 post-acute COVID clinics have been established. And then they go on to outline where those clinics are. Minister, how do you respond to what Jack Lambert is saying there? That this, you know, very clinic doing very valuable work may be gone within weeks.
Well, COVID is, and long COVID and acute post-COVID challenges are a real thing, and are a challenge that the health service has to deal with, and are something that the government is fully committed to actually delivering on as well, Katie. Over the course of this year, there was €2.2 million provided by the government to actually establish those acute post-COVID clinics and also the 5 long COVID clinics across the country. And the objective is to make sure that there's a clinic in each hospital area, because obviously it can't rest on the back of, if it all has to come back to Dr. Jack, for example, that's not sustainable. So we need to have the service spread across the country.
In relation to that, all the expertise that has been built up by Dr. Lambert there and by his team in the matter, that we're just going to say goodbye to that, are we?
We certainly should not say goodbye to it. A lot has been learned and we must learn. And the key thing now is about actually delivering the service and ensuring that there's a service across the country. So from a government point of view, as I say, it was €2.2 million this year provided for it. That has been tripled now for next year. There's €6.6 million available. What government is asking is that the health professionals, the clinicians, work together to provide this service, because it is an essential service. Everyone needs to be able to access it. There's so many people across the country at the moment who are afflicted by this, who aren't able to get back on with normal life.
Sorry,
and
Minister.
Need access
Sorry,
as ever.
Minister.
So how it's done within the health service is going to be important, and in terms of their engagement with Dr. Lambert,
we just have a minute.
Sorry
to cut across you, but I'm not really hearing that there's any response to this particular question, and I've only a minute left.
That's why we brought the bill. There's 21,000 people suffering with long COVID that can't get appointments. There's no workforce. There's no staffing levels in the clinics that the minister's talking about. The reality is it's counterintuitive not to support Professor Lambert to become a clinic of excellence that he can train the staff. There are up to 33 symptoms of long COVID. You may have one, you may have 10. The reality is that I spoke to a man last week. He waited 3 months, a paramedic, waited 3 months to attend Professor Lambert. And after 3 months of treatment, he feels he can go back to work after 2 years. The reality is it's counterintuitive and we have to address it now.
The Minister for Health needs to step in and not only provide the money to keep Dr. Lambert's clinic going, but crucially to provide the additional finances to do exactly what Jack has just said, to train up the GPs, because what we need is in every community, GPs and HSC community services to be able to treat all of those symptoms and work with those people. We could end up with 100,000 or more people with long COVID, and we're not planning to have that infrastructure. And we also need to address the issue of recognising long COVID as an occupational
COVID clinic for children, dedicated to children, and it's essential.
We'll be back to this because this is going to be an ongoing issue.